Brighton Festival 2018.
This year's Brighton Festival includes a film series as part of the programme. There's a series of cult classics in connected double bills revolving around a momentous month of history half a century ago. Tim Brown from the Duke of York's and Silly City came to Radio Reverb to tell us more.
Taking May 1968 as a starting point, 50 years ago, and obviously very key month, all sorts of things happening all over the world. And closer to home, British cinema was also undergoing its own, well, revolution, if you will. So there's some really interesting films made in 68. And it was sort of a new guard, young guns coming to the fore and making films. And then we were thinking, so 68, celebration of these wonderful cult films, certainly in the 60s, right through, in fact, to well into the 80s, cinemas like Duke of York's and the Scala in London. The double bill was a staple of their programming. So I
miss them. I miss those double bills.
Are you too young, Melita, to go?
No, I remember them.
Oh, you remember them.
I do remember the double bills, yeah.
But it was
or a dreadful B movie along with the main film.
But yeah.
You know, quite often, as you say, at the art house cinemas, you get two really strong films together.
And it was brilliant, well, value for money, because you're getting two for the price of one. So we thought it was appropriate timing to actually give people a little bit more bang for their buck, so to speak. And also an incredible cinema education, in a way, an education in sort of the best sense of the word. But going to the cinema, and perhaps, you know, I often went to see a film that I knew, but I didn't know the other film that it was playing with. So you got that lovely moment of, yeah, seeing something new. And then also, of course, double bills, it's the connections between two films, because you do watch one in a different way if you've seen something that is related or was an influence. So, yeah, it just felt great fun for us to sort of program.
Sunday the 13th, Jean Vigo's Zero de Conduite from the 1930s, and teamed up with Lindsay Anderson's If, which is it's one of those films that rebellious teenagers love to watch. I don't know if it stands the test of time. I've not seen it for many years, but I loved it when last time I saw it.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw it, it did stand the test of time, because I think it's not just rebellious teenagers, it's also people. We've all surely have moments where we've wanted to go back to our alma mater or wherever, and sort of exact one's revenge in a particularly visual kind of
and
way.
It's kind of the fag end of the British establishment, isn't it? That sort of post-war establishment, and it's really taking a knock at them and saying, actually, your days are gone now.
Exactly, yes. So I think it marks a kind of, a watershed moment, and because it was shot, I think that was actually being shot in May 68, so it sort of feels like it's somehow crept into the celluloid. If that was being shot at exactly the same time that the world, really, certainly obviously France and America with the anti-Vietnam War protests, things were happening all over the world. So I think, it feels very of its time, and as you say, does mark the end of a particular era of a certain kind of patronage and a certain kind of authority.
And that kind of public school thing, which obviously continues today.
So. Exactly, yes.
Stand up properly when the head of house addresses you. There's something indecent about you, Travis. The way you slouch about. You think we don't notice you with your hands in your pockets. The way you just sit there looking at everyone.
You three have become a danger to the morale of the whole house.
You can take that cheap little grin off your mouth. I serve the nation.
It's a cracking film and very intriguing, because there's colour and black and white sequences that seem to alternate at kind of random, and it is purely, I understand, that there wasn't enough money, that they couldn't guarantee that all the colour footage would look fantastic. So to sort of cover themselves, some of the material was shot in black and white. So it's literally that the film footage was a bit unstable, so they couldn't take the risk of shooting it all in colour.
I think people are trying to draw inferences between the colour and the black and white scenes, but there is no inference, it's just saving money.
Exactly,
like
I think
it,
so.
I like it, yeah.
And we've paired that with Zero de Conduite, which is a lovely French film by Jean Vigo. Jean Vigo was an anarchist, so a man after my own heart, and he was a huge influence on Lindsay Anderson. So this is, again, it's children rebelling against terrible authority in education. Jean Vigo, really interesting character, died when he was just 29 years of age.
Really?
And only made four films, but they're all absolute gems. L'Atelante is one feature that he made that he's best known for. A lovely pairing. Jean Vigo influencing Lindsay Anderson. And then the third double bill is Brighton's own Ben Wheatley's A Field in England.
A psychedelic classic from 2013. It's a really psyche film, isn't it?
It is, and it gets better, I think, every time one watches it, because it's so odd in a good way. And again, like some of these other films, doesn't fit in with any sort of neat history or trajectory of cinema. It is what it is, and it's brilliant.
It's a very surprising film.
Yeah. It is, yes, and we won't spoil any elements of the plot.
You are all of you confessed idolaters. You will each be tied in a prescribed fashion and cast into the moat. Should you then sink, we will know that your confessions are false. If, on the other hand, you are seen to swim or float, then your confessions of witchcraft are proven beyond a doubt in the sight of God. And you will be withdrawn from the water and hanged by the neck until you are dead.
You can't hang me! No, Mistin! I was child!
And who'd want to make you pregnant, witch?
We've paired it with Witchfinder General, which, to be honest, it's the only other film I can think of that is also set in the English Civil War. So it's an English Civil War double bill, which feels very appropriate when...
And it's got Vincent Price in it.
And Vincent Price in one of his... Yeah, fantastic roles, and Ian Ogilvy, who the saint, who mm-hmm. I think is brilliant in this. And there is a kind of link with this thing of youth, but then being kind of cut down, because the director of Witchfinder General, I think he also died when he was just 29 years of age, and he only really made two films, Witchfinder General and The Oblong Box, Michael Reeves. So... there was this flowering in 68. Michael Reeves would have gone on undoubtedly to be one of the key names in British cinema throughout the 70s and 80s, but yeah, died incredibly tragically young. But yeah, fantastic film and a great double bill, and that's at Duke's at Commedia.
Anything else you want to let us know about for film fans?
We've got a special screening with our friends at Oscar Bright. So there's a screening called Don't Lose Your Head at Duke's at Commedia, Monday 23rd of May, I think that is. But they're a lovely collection of short films. It's always a pleasure and a joy to see the people that they work with and their films on the big screen. So very pleased to be joining forces with them again this year.
That's Tim Brown from the Duke of York's and Cine City talking about some of those film double bills that are coming up. There's cracking double bills, those. I haven't seen If in years. I've never seen it on a big screen. I love that film, though. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen any of those films. And
okay.
I was interested in this weekend Sunday stuff, but the following week sounds a little bit gory for me. I'm the witches being... dunked and it's not...
Well, I have to say, A Field in England is one of those films that every time you see it, you see something different in it. It's a black and white, weird, psychedelic masterpiece by Ben Wheatley from 2013. And I just love Vincent Price anyway, so everything Vincent Price says just makes me go like, wow, fantastic. So any film with Vincent Price in has got to be good. So, yeah, Witchfinder General and A Field in England on Sunday the 20th. And then this coming Sunday, the 13th, Jean Vigo's Zero de Conduite and Lindsay Anderson's If. What a cracking double bill, all of those.
They're both at lunchtime as well, 1 p.m. So they're daytime shows. Won't interfere with going to anything on in the evening.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.